An avalanche on Mount McKinley's West Buttress during the early morning hours of Wednesday, June 13th, have claimed the lives of four Japanese climbers, leaving one survivor. National Park Service rangers believe the crevasse is the final resting place for 64-year-old Yoshiaki Kato, 50-year-old Masako Suda, 56-year-old Michiko Suzuki, and 63-year-old Tameo Suzuki. 69-year-old Hitoshi Ogi survived. National Park Service spokesperson Maureen McLaughlin says this is the first time an avalanche on the West Buttress has resulted in fatalities.
This is the first avalanche involving fatalities that has occurred on the West Buttress ever. Certainly avalanches happen on the West Buttress with some consistency, but not to this extent, both in terms of scale of the avalanche and in terms of the tragic outcome.
After several days of heavy snow and high winds, the five-member expedition from the Miyagi Workers Alpine Federation was descending an area called Motorcycle Hill near 11,800 feet early Wednesday when an avalanche swept them all downhill into a crevasse. Hitoshi Ogi survived the slide after the rope linking him to his team was severed. After being unable to locate his four teammates in the snow and ice, Ogi was able to climb out of the crevasse. He then descended more than 4,000 feet alone to arrive at the Kahiltna base camp on Thursday evening, more than 36 hours after the incident. By the time the first helicopter search of the area was initiated on Thursday evening, there was little chance the others had survived. By Friday, a team of four searchers probed the area, and on Saturday, the search grew to 10 people, including rangers, volunteers, and a search and rescue dog. McLaughlin adds that while not frequent, it is not unheard of for the area known as Motorcycle Hill to shed snow, especially after periods of high snowfall, as have occurred on the mountain over the last week.
It is an area that is brought to everyone's attention when they come through here, one of several that avalanches do occur. When there's snow, this is a slope where the snow sheds. But in terms of this kind of magnitude and to this extent to where it reached the main trail, that is less common.
During Saturday's search in the same crevasse that Mr. Ogi had fallen into during the avalanche, searchers found the end of a broken rope. The rope was fixed in compacted snow and ice, and further excavation inside the crevasse would have put searchers at risk. The recovery effort was suspended permanently.